Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now on VFNTV, Hurricane Michael, the disaster that took place, President Trump coming in to survey, Operation Blessing coming in to help. Amazing things are taking place. Your hearts are breaking, but it's also being blessed by all the help that's taking place. And you're going to get a chance to help yourself. Also, we're going to look at the midterm elections right now on VFNTV.
Welcome to VFNTV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John.
Hello.
John Ramos.
Hey, that's me.
It is, man. I'll tell you what, today's program is so important. I remember when we went through the disasters of Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Katrina.
Tragedy.
It was just tragic. Right now we have people, citizens in our country, because we had Hurricane Harvey and these other hurricanes that brought great tragedy. But this was like a high, Hurricane Michael had winds, I believe, as high as 155 miles an hour, if not more.
Right.
And it hit, I mean, you have to understand Florida. Florida is on sand.
Beach.
It's beach and it's pine trees and it just brought, you know, great tragedy in a short period of time because it's a fast moving storm. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, until you've been through something like that.
It's hard to relate, and you can prepare as much as you want, but nothing still prepares you for what you see, what you experience. You know, if you survived it, you're grateful, but at the same time, your heart is broken because you know people in your own community are suffering. They lost their homes. Many of them lost everything they had. But even folks that didn't lose much, just going around and seeing all the stuff that happens, it's really heartbreaking.
We have scars today.
You're scarred emotionally, psychologically.
And people underestimate what a kind word, you know, a little help with this, a little help with that, because you go to almost a ground zero in your life and everything just stops. And to see President Trump and the First Lady Melania come down and say, listen, we want to survey what's going on. We want to know what's happening because all the resources that have been provided because of that. Because Governor Rick Scott, you know, said specifically everything that he has asked from President Trump for the disaster that's taking place because of Hurricane Michael, it's all been granted.
It's so important for the governor of your state to have a relationship with the president, because you're right. We need help. We don't need any slow, make it happen.
It all stops.
Everything stops.
Everything totally stops. As a matter of fact, I want you to see, this is the president of the United States, President Trump, and the First Lady, looking at the tragedy that took place with Hurricane Michael in the Gulf Coast of Florida. Let's go there now. Such a tragedy, but yet such hope, because we're in a nation that all the citizens focus and come in to help you, and knowing that our leader comes in, that our president of the United States comes in and surveys it so that the governor of that state can say, I need this, I need that, and the president automatically knows, I know you need this,
And it's reassuring, because when you're going through trials like that, you need to know that you're not alone.
Right.
Because I remember we didn't have power in Ivan for 10 days. It's like all civilization ends at that moment.
The air conditioning system was the back porch.
It was rough. So having the president come in and having others come in to help makes you feel like, we're going to make this thing. It's not that bad. You know, we're going to survive it.
Yeah, and I think about this. I think about, you know, we're about to hear about this man that's a personal story. And there's so many stories, but sometimes we have to narrow it down to understand, to hear the heart of one person in the midst of that tragedy.
Yeah.
And he shares from his heart. And as John and I were talking about, I can so relate to that, because I remember what it was like after Hurricane Ivan. And You saw blue roofs everywhere. I just ripped everything apart, and it was stayed longer than Michael stayed, but lower winds. But let's hear his story now. It's going to touch your heart, but we really want this program to touch your heart, because we want you to pray about what you're supposed to do. Are you supposed to volunteer? Are you supposed to give financially? Are you supposed to pray? All of us are supposed to pray for those in need. But let's go there now. It's a touching, touching story of what it's really like going through Hurricane Michael.
Like so many communities in the Panhandle, the city of Lynn Haven, Florida, is dealing with a very real problem, and that is of huge trees down over driveways, on top of people's cars, and worst of all for folks, on top of their homes. And many residents do not even know where to begin. But Operation Blessing is looking to change that.
69-year-old Steve Wilkerson survived the nightmare of Hurricane Michael, but ended up with enormous pine trees on his home. He described enduring the storm.
A roaring sound outside, the wind, things flying horizontally, four big crashing sounds when the trees hit the house. All of us were surprisingly calm. Maybe we were just so scared that it was to the max and we couldn't feel it anymore. It's just normal to be scared. But the house survived.
Steve and his family are grateful to be alive, but recovery has been a challenge.
There's no power, no water, no telephones, no internet. I'll bet it would be $15,000 to $20,000 to move every tree out of my yard, because I had a lot of big trees.
Steve had no idea what would happen next. Operation Blessing volunteers rolled up with chainsaws and heavy moving equipment.
And when y'all drove up today, to be honest, I thought it was just another crew coming up, you know, what, $2,000 a tree, we'll remove them all. And then in comes these smiling faces with God's love in their heart and their mind, and I'm totally stunned. And moved. You know, it's hard to keep from crying. And I like to think I'm a pretty tough old guy, but, you know, sometimes tears are appropriate.
Drew Anthony drove from Georgia to be a part of Operation Blessing's Disaster Relief Volunteer Force.
When you see that joy, when you see that hope, you know, someone that's gone through so much, obviously, and you're able to just be that love and that arm around their shoulders, I mean, there's nothing like it. You walk away with a smile on your face because you're just excited to help out.
I can so relate to this man. I remember when Hurricane Ivan had hit, and it's just, you can't move anywhere. Trees are everywhere. I lost every tree in my yard. The you know, everything's leaking and busted and that type of thing. And I have a family with me in my home. So we have our family and another family in our home. We just went through, like he talked about, it was so radical that the only thing we could think about was we should not have stayed. We just shouldn't have stayed. But anyway, it was important. Some of the things that, so here you are with no electricity, no water, what you stored up. You have no services at all. And you have needs. You have these needs, immediate needs, and the things you begin to deal with, the basic things of life. And I remember, like, there needs to be a breakthrough. Something needs to happen, because we've always given our life fully to everything that we're doing, and we're putting everything on the table every single day. And I remember going down to the insurance adjuster. I made it down to their office, the people that you pay all the time, that's supposed to be there at the time. And I was watching them, John. They turned down. Everybody said, we don't cut checks immediately. We don't cut checks immediately. And I walked up, and I had these sunglasses that wrapped around my head, and your heart's just, it's just broken.
Shredded.
It's shredded. It's like you see so much pain, so many people, and you can't help them because you need help.
Right.
And so I remember walking up to her after she told everybody no, and I'm just looking at her through these glasses. And I said, this is what's happening. I have a family with me. You know, we're going to need to be able to do some basic things. And she paused for a little while, and then she said, I'm going to cut you a check. You know, and typically outside of that crushing that we went through, I wouldn't even thought anything of it. But when you go through a crushing and a breaking, the very act of kindness, and I literally had it, you could see, she probably could see coming down my cheek behind those glasses, was a tear, because I had such relief that there was going to be help at this moment. And to see people come and help, and to help so many different, it was just amazing what happened. And it just makes you understand why Jody Getty now is actually leading Operation Blessing, because there's nothing like being there to minister to people in their time of need. I know what it feels like. And we had a chance to do it. Listen, we got right focused to where Hurricane Michael brought such destruction and such tragedy in such a short period of time.
Yes.
This is a hurricane that just suddenly appeared. Fast. It was so huge. As a matter of fact, you might be able to see a picture of it on your screen right now. It was so huge. It was so large. And that, and it's coming to the small area of Florida. People think it's so, you know, it's only 100 miles from Panama City to Mobile. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, your heart just breaks for the people. You know,
it does,
because you've been there, but also the tragedy they're going through. Yeah. But John, tell us about Operation Blessing and what they're doing.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking about that heartache, you know, I remember going through the hurricane myself during Ivan and 10 days without power. And you, first thing you start thinking about, we got to feed people. Everyone's got to eat.
Yeah.
And so it's taking care of my family. But in the midst of tragedy, one of the good things that happens, and it did in my community, I'm sure it happens a lot in a lot of communities, you come outside, you talk to your neighbors, you find out everyone's okay. And what we did is we gathered everyone's food. And in my neighbor's driveway, we just started cooking all of this amazing food.
Because you have to cook it.
Yeah, it's going to go bad.
Right.
And then we went to check in our neighbors, some of our older neighbors that, you know, did they survive? Did they have any food? And we brought so many plates of food. But I know a lot of communities weren't able to do that.
Correct.
And this is why Operation Blessing is so powerful in the work that they do. They bring hot meals, thousands of meals, to people that can't even prepare food for themselves.
Tractor trailer
fulls of food. It's so beautiful. In fact, take a look.
So we're here at Lighthouse Church in Panama City Beach, a couple days into a deployment here after Hurricane Michael, and we're settling in with our operations. We have our full mobile command center in operation. We have teams coming in to advance or expand our team so we can help more people. We're doing volunteer coordination. The first couple days alone, we've already sent a couple hundred volunteers into the field to help homeowners. They're scouting homes, looking for people that are vulnerable and need help. There's a lot of tree damage from the wind effects of this hurricane, so there's a lot of chainsaw teams working. That's a big need. We're providing hot meals out of our mobile kitchen. In the very first evening of providing hot meals, we did about 638, I think it was, hot meals. And today that number is going to be much larger. One family came in, and the kids had only had potato chips for 2 days. And we were able to provide hot meals to that woman for her family, and she was thrilled. It was a really amazing experience. So just a short time after the storm, after Hurricane Michael, the need is still great. So Operation Blessing is trying its best to get resources out in the community, hot meals, toiletries, different types of supplies. So that's just really important that we fill that need. And our volunteer teams have been running these things to homeowners that are stuck in their homes because they can't even get out their driveway because the tree's in the way. So you may be sitting there wondering, well, what can I do? I'm just so-and-so in whatever part of the country. You can get a team together. You can call. You can go to ob.org, and you can find out how to volunteer. You can financially support our efforts. You can, of course, pray for us. We really appreciate that. But volunteer armies are really critical to help a community after this much destruction.
If you would drive through this area, you would see the devastation. It's just crazy the amount of devastation. House is totally gone. Apartment complex behind me here, people still don't have electric water. We're bringing them food. Yesterday I brought about 200 meals out here to them yesterday, and we came back tonight to give them dinner. When I saw Operation Blessing, I seen exactly what they were doing, how they were setting up the organization. They were so organized. They came in with the food trailers. They had everything set in place to know that they need to get the management of it out there so they could control a lot of the volunteer work. So it goes a lot smoother by having Operation Blessing involved, and they get involved with different churches. So anything anybody can do to help Operation Blessing. They're amazing people, the people that are running this show, and they do great work, and it's an amazing thing to watch and see. It's actually a blessing to sit back and observe the love and compassion, because that's the biggest thing that you see when you're here. You get all the gratefulness from the people, but you get to see the love and compassion. Now, if you can't make it here, there's other ways you can help and serve also these people that are in such need right now, by going to ob.org. and partnering with them so that they can get supplies to bring out here, because believe me, the semi-trucks are rolling in. I saw probably 10 of them today. And they'll utilize that to the best abilities for these people out here, because they are truly, truly in need.
It's so simple. It's so simple. All you have to do is go to your phone, go to your computer, enter in that web address, ob.org/volunteer, or donate, and you can be a part. You can be a part. You can volunteer. You see all those folks in the church, and you think, like, where did this army come from?
Yeah.
It's all the community, all the way around, within thousands of miles, probably, that came in to help out. And what Jody organizes that, and her team organizes that, with Operation Blessing, and it's very important, because you want to know who you're letting in your house and who
Absolutely.
You're getting food from. And they make sure it's done right. They train them before they launch them, and then they all put on the shirt of Operation Blessing. But those are local members of the churches, as people in, local communities, people from other states coming together, and that it's bringing that common unity together, that John 17:23 unity is Operation Blessing, right?
And not only volunteering, but you can also donate.
Yes.
I mean, we know Operation Blessing firsthand. Yeah. We know Jody. We know Dan. We've worked with them.
Yes.
They're friends. And the work that they do and the finances and the resources they give out is so real, so powerful. In fact, we took a team here to New Orleans for Katrina.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've organized with a lot of churches and just folks and resources. And we worked with Operation Blessing. And to see compassion and love at a time when people are so broken, you don't want to miss it.
And they're
give and volunteer.
And they're so thoughtful, because they just don't throw money at something.
Yeah.
For example, when they were helping them with Ivan, they asked us to lead a grant situation where we would interview and we would find out who are the ones truly in need. And they gave us Operation Blessing, because you donated, people like you donated. We were able to write checks for $1,000 for this one, $1,000 for that one. But it came because of everybody giving to that one synergy of what's going on.
Remember that family we saw, that the baby had all those bites
ant
on
bites,
their legs?
Because the ants were floating on the ants floated on top of the water, Hurricane Katrina. And what they do is they look for a place to land. Well, they found this child, this baby crib, and they climbed up on the baby and bit this baby from every part of its skin. It was just tragic. But you know what? We were there. The Operation Blessing was there.
Sure.
We were there to be able to help. And you can be there. Go to ob.org.
That's right.
/donate or /volunteer. And listen, I'm telling you, you think about it. It's not that hard. All you do is just say, I want to show up. I want to be a part. You contact them for their website and they'll tell you when to show up, where to show up, an address to show up, you know, and I would actually ask for a bigger shirt. Give me a bigger t-shirt, but I would put it on and just be grateful to be. But it's nothing like being that person that says, listen, I'll cut that tree off your roof.
Yes.
Listen, I'll help you cut that sheetrock down, because sometimes you got to cut the sheetrock down half because it's all water damage.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to find. I remember when myself and you and Pat were in, watching the devastation of Katrina. We were there.
Chris was there too.
And Chris was there. Chris Hamilton, you don't get to see him much in the control room. But we're watching this lady. She was on the slab of her house. Everything was gone but the slab. And on
Waveland,
the slab.
Mississippi.
On the slab, and it's like 23-foot waves.
Yes.
But on the slab was like her pictures and some love things, and she's standing in the middle of all this brokenness, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say because her whole life, everything that meant something to her, not just the house, but all the things in your house.
The memories.
And it's just, it was just still scarred across her heart today. But you know what? God's there for the brokenhearted. He's sending in these volunteers. He's the one laying on each of these individuals' hearts to go in and say, listen, I want to be help to someone.
Yeah. And you never know when that help, that gratefulness comes full circle. Not too long ago, we ran into a gentleman at a place, and he told us he was from Waveland.
Yeah.
And
sure it is.
Just the connection was just so beautiful, and he thanked us, and it happened so long ago.
No doubt.
Just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, listen, be a part. Go to ob.org.
That's right.
And participate. When we get.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.